1 year ago today, South Africa said goodbye to a national and international hero. Nelson Mandela helped bring an end to apartheid, the policy of racial separation in South Africa. He was the first black president of the country and a Nobel Prize winner. But for one family in Cape Town, South Africa, the family of Janet Hurd, Steve Pike, and their children, Tyler and Ella, the enduring memory of Nelson Mandela is personal.
It was a few days before Christmas, and Mandela had retired as president of the country, and he was spending some time in Bishop's Court in Cape Town. There were, I think, about 10 of us lined up at the house to just get a glimpse of him, and we didn't really know what we were going to get there, but all of us were ushered into a little waiting room.
And I remember waiting there with my sister, my mom, my dad.
And then we all trooped in one by one and were taken in, and he was sitting by his bay window looking out over his beautiful garden in Bishop's Court on his lazy boy with his feet up in his black socks.
And Mandela was sitting in front of this huge window which overlooking the garden. So there was a lot of light pouring in, and he was sitting in this big chair with his feet up, and he had black socks. I just never forget that he didn't have his shoes on.
We see Madiba in his socks, in his black socks, right? And he was just totally relaxed, like just chilling. It was near Christmas, so we sang some Christmas carols.
And then one by one, we met him.
This is Ella, this is Tyler, this is... It went on and on and on.
When it was my turn to meet him, I gave him a little picture I drew him. It was him kind of bawling his fists, springing out of jail with this incredible excitement. He looked at this and he chuckled, and then I remember he put it down like he was more interested in me.
Tyler was sort of standing, wringing his hands together, kind of in a sort of an excitement, but because he's got a mild cerebral palsy, his right hand is a little crooked, and in fact his whole right side is a little weaker than the left, but he tends to have a sort of a crooked elbow and a slightly crooked wrist, and he sort of was standing there sort of netting his weak hand.
I remember when he greeted me, he wanted to only greet me with my right hand, which is the hand I have got a slight disability. So he took me by my right hand.
And then Mandela held it for a while and sort of looked into Tyler's eyes and said, where do you go to school? Tyler said, he told him where he went to school.
And Mandela immediately, intuitively realized that Tyler had a hand that didn't work properly. And instead of saying anything like obvious or whatever, he just said, you tell your friends that I send my regards.
I remember the one thing he said was, oh, tell your friends at school, I send my regards. This is like saying, if any guys have messed with you, I'll say, I've got Mandela behind me, buddy.
Everyone just got it immediately, and basically what he was saying is, you be nice to this guy, he's a great guy, and if you don't, I'm coming to sort you out.
It was just such a beautiful, empowering moment for all of us. And then we were kind of ushered out, and that was the end of this incredible 15 minutes with Mandela.
15 minutes, but memories for a lifetime for Cape Town, South Africa's Janet Hurd, Steve Pike, and their children, Tyler and Ella, who was so shy, she hid behind Mandela's couch.
Lovely memories.